There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Well, yes, indeed. It has rolled around once again, Thursday,
yay!
And the weekend is well and truly upon us. And boy, is there a lot to do this weekend.
There is, starting with some comedy. Now, McGettigan's annual Comedy Fest is back for its eighth year, with four of Ireland's top stand-ups taking the stage, including Fred Cook.
When I was 7 years of age, my sister woke me up a week after Halloween, pretending it was Christmas morning. Can mean as that. Like, she came into my room at 4:30 in the morning, right? Going, Fred, guess what? Guess what? I was like, what? John, it's 4:30 in the morning. Like, what's going on? Is Mom dead? She was like, no, even better. She goes to me, it's Christmas morning. Can you believe it? I couldn't believe it, but when you've no homework done, what have you to lose, huh?
So that's Fred Cook. Also on the bill at the McGettigan's annual Comedy Fest is Carl Spain.
I like having a bit of crack with my friends or whatever, you know, as we all do, I'm sure. That's really, you know, you're different to me. How would you expect us to relate to you, Carl? But I have this thing I constantly do. It's involuntary. I can't stop myself. Like, I'd be in, one of my friends, we were on the tube in London, right? And I'd stayed with her for the whole weekend. She put me up, you know, fed me, which wasn't easy. And she's heading on to work and I'm getting off to change tubes to go to the airport. And no one talks to each other on the tube. Everyone's looking at the paper, not talking, just, all right, ignore everyone, pretend there's no one here. And as I get up, told her, and I just turned, and as I'm walking off, I went, anyway, I'll talk to you soon. Let me know if I'm the father. And I go and leave her to deal with it. Everyone in the car. Strangers were becoming friends. Did you hear what I just heard there? Is that... Did I imagine that?
And you can also see Barry Murphy. Now, he is here. Here he is explaining European affairs back in 2014 as his German alter ego, Dr. Günter Grun.
At the moment, Europe and the Eurozone is like a train driving into the future towards China. Obviously. And driving the train is who?
Germany.
Of course, Germany is driving the train. So Germany is driving the train, and France, in this context, France would be the ticket inspector.
Okay.
He looks important, he's dressed very well, essentially he's punching holes in things and he's no access to the moolah.
Okay.
Essentially he's doing Germany's bidding. He doesn't know, he thinks he's involved and officious, but he's not. So France would be the ticket inspector. Spain would be the fellow sitting down in the chair, staring out the window, pretending he's paid for his ticket, when everyone on the train knows he has not. He's trying to avoid France's gaze. And Italy would be the fellow hiding under Spain's chair, trying to avoid detection. And Switzerland would be the fellow at the front of the train who can talk to everyone on the train in their own language, but chooses not to. He prefers to sit there eating his pheasant or widgeon in a Ferrero Rocher Jus.
And Ireland?
Ireland would be the fellow coming back from the toilet, trying to find a seat. He can't get there because England's in the way. England is the fellow with the trolley, with his own little micro-economy. He's moving along, thinking that he's not going to the same place that the train is going. But let me tell you, England is going to the same place that the train is going.
Oh yeah, very clever stuff. That's Barry Murphy. He's on the bill. So three comics: Fred Cook, Carl Spain, Barry Murphy, and also the Fair City star and comedian Eric Lalor will MC the event as well. Tickets for McGettigan's annual Comedy Fest are 50 dirhams for entry before 10 p.m. and come with one free burger and a selected drink at JLT.
Yeah, but now if your music that is you're after, then you can head to Dubai Design District's Open Air Club Base. Thursday night, they've got two Belgian brothers, David and Stephen Dewale, and the electronic music duo, better known as Too Many DJs.
So that's how the guys sound. Too many DJs. As we said, they're playing the Open Air Club Bass at Dubai Design District. Gig gets underway at 10 p.m. and takes you all the way through until 3 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, that's a bit of music handled for you for Thursday night. But if you still haven't got enough of fireworks, if you head to La Mer, there will be some stunning display from 9 p.m. for 3 minutes as part of the Dubai Shopping Festival. If you head down there early, you can get some food or even check out the new licensed spot that's called Musti. That's La Mer Jumeirah 1 from 9 p.m. Thursday and Friday.
That's my new favourite hangout.
Is it?
Yeah, I love La Mer. I try to get there, you know, every, if not every weekend, but every other weekend.
Yeah, I'm planning to go there for breakfast tomorrow. If when I say breakfast, I mean like midday.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's I've seen photos. I really, really want to go there. That's definitely on my list.
Yeah, it's a cool place. We've got more things in town that you can get up to when we come back on The Ticket.
And don't forget to send us what you're up to this afternoon for the afternoon club registrations. We'd love to hear from you on 4001. And we're going to be picking someone to go see Evita. Two tickets coming up next.
Welcome back to our look at what's going on this weekend in the city of Dubai. Now, we're on to Friday. Not long until the Cirque du Soleil production Taruk, the first flight, finishes its run in Dubai. You've only got until Tuesday, the 16th of Jan.
Yeah, a bit about Taruk, the first flight. It's set 3,000 years before James Cameron's award-winning film Avatar on the same moon, Pandora. And even the stage is flown in with them. They use projectors to recreate various scenes like the jungle, the desert, waterfalls, volcanoes, everything. Last week, I actually got a chance to go backstage exclusively and see some of the puppets, meet some of the cast members. I even got a chance to walk on stage, which I wasn't supposed to do.
Slap on the wrist for that.
Yes. But I also spoke to cast member Tonya Burke. Now, she says they have to be very quick in their costume changes.
All of the artists will play anywhere from 2 to 4 of those clans within the show. So our costumers are there backstage helping because sometimes the costume changes are very, very quick, which isn't just taking a costume on and off. We're also navigating headpieces with ears and hair. We have gloves on. We also have tails. So it's not just getting in and out of costume. It's realizing you have all of these extra body parts as a Navi that you don't have in real life.
And how do you keep track of all these characters?
Everything's set up. This is such an organized system backstage. So everything is arranged by clan. Everyone has a number assigned to them. So you know where to go to find number 38. When I do Takami, I know where I'm going to find my headpiece, where I'm going to find my dress, and everyone's there to help us make it happen.
It's a brilliant show. I managed to catch it earlier on this week. I really enjoyed it. Get along to see Cirque du Soleil and Taruk. Now, the Kaya Market is back.
Not the Kaya Market. It's the...
It's the market.
Market OTB.
That's the one. That's the one. Market OTB.
Earlier this week, we had Kaya Scott from Sassy Mama Dubai telling us all about family-friendly events this week. And there's one she's particularly excited about.
Market OTB, Market Out the Box.
It's back.
It's back, yeah. Yay. And that's at Burj Park, just under the Burj Khalifa. So the setting is beautiful. Lots of vendors, food trucks, live music, yoga, tons of space to like pull out a picnic blanket and let the kids run around. And then they're also doing really sweet things like kids story time and pop-up cinema.
So that's Market OTB. It's happening at the Burj Park near Burj Khalifa, downtown Dubai, Sunday to Thursday, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. and Friday, Saturday from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. and it's free entry.
Great stuff. Now, heading on to Saturday, you might want to point yourself in the direction of the Sharjah World Music Festival to watch Vicente Amigo. He's going to be performing as part of the Andalusian Nights.
Thank you.
That's Vincente Amigo, happening at 9 p.m. Tickets cost 60 dirhams. That's happening over at the Flag Island Amphitheatre in Sharjah.
Now, also on Saturday, after the Christmas break, the Urban Outdoor Cinema is back at the Habtour Grand Dubai Marina. They're kicking off things this Saturday with Bridesmaids.
I'm engaged.
Oh, my God.
He asked me last night. What is happening?
So will you be my maid of honor?
Of course I will.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
No, just whatever.
Throw the bachelorette party.
Yeah.
In the shower and...
Oh, my God. Let's go meet the rest of the bridal party.
Come on.
You have to punch it a couple times.
You remember my cousin Rita? They just bought a new house. It is gorgeous.
This is Becca from work.
Is this your husband?
Oh, no, I don't know him. I'm single.
I was so distraught when I was single. And I'm fine being by myself.
What are we doing for the bachelorette party?
What about, like, a princess theme?
Versace meets the gold rush.
I'm thinking tanned gentlemen that swallow fire and wear sarongs.
Female fight club. We grease up.
Surprise!
It sounds like an interesting one, that, doesn't it? The Urban Outdoor Cinema with Bridesmaids showing on Saturday. It's at the Habtour Grand Dubai Marina, 7:30 p.m. onwards, Saturday, Sunday and Monday. And 75 dirhams is the entry.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.